The Psalteron is the earliest extant example of a non-scriptural hymn in use today. Likely written in the late 3rd century, the original poem was in Greek, and according to St. Basil the Great, who lived in the 300s, reciting the Psalteron at dusk quickly became a great tradition of the church. Originally, the Psalteron would have been spoken or sung at the lighting of the lamps each evening, and is consequently often referred to as the lamplighting song. As a senior in high school, I began singing in the choir at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Greenville, North Carolina, under my then future organ teacher, Jeanette Fischel. It was during choral evensong at St. Paul's that I first encountered the Psalteron. We sang it out of the hymnal 1982, the hymnal of the Episcopal Church, and the setting used Gregorian chant Mode 2 with an accompaniment written by James McGregor. This was a pivotal moment for me. I had never experienced liturgical music like this and was absolutely transfixed by this marriage of ancient text and music. It felt deep and solemn, its roots stretching back till just after the time of Christ. For me, the Psalteron became somewhat of a personal anthem that to this day I sing all the time. Since then, I've had the unique privilege of either conducting or playing in many great cathedrals throughout the U.S., the U.K., and France. If I'm playing a recital, my rehearsal time is most often the evening before, and I'll be locked in one of these massive historic places by myself at sunset. If I'm conducting, it's most often for services of choral evensong, which take place at or just before sunset, and the Psalteron always comes to mind. There's always a sense of tremendous responsibility, awe, and gratitude at getting to make music that will reverberate off the very same walls that reverberated music of the past great musicians like Thomas Tallis or George Frederick Handel. To that end, if you've ever been to one of the great cathedrals of Europe and seen stained glass project onto the ancient stone walls at dusk, my setting of the Psalteron will make perfect sense to you. It is that moment when the light is absolutely golden and the definition fades and the colors meld and move into one another, creating this luminous glow that bathes you in the glorious light of heavenly prayer. It is in the space beyond words, a visual prayer that no one intended. Today's recording is of one of my own choirs, the Choristers and Lay Clerks of Christ Church Raleigh, singing at Jesus College, Cambridge in the UK. The makeup of the Choristers and Lay Clerks takes its inspiration from the English choral tradition, in which the youth with treble voices sing the soprano line, while professional adult musicians sing the alto, tenor, and bass parts. This allows youth singers to take an active role in worship, to sing advanced 4- to 8-part music, and to make music at a professional level.